They've tried to stick with the household charge and it hasn't worked. Only 5% have registered so far. So now they're trying the carrot approach to entice people to register by basically abolishing the fee for the septic tank charge.
Now you're referring to this as effectively a honey trap.
Well, it is, because it's just designed to entice people into registering. But once people register, they're basically caught in a trap, because it means that they will have to make very costly modifications to their septic tanks potentially. And there's no indication from the government that there's going to be any help for people to do that. There's no system of grants in place or no kind of assistance whatsoever.
Now, what Phil Hogan is saying is that inspections are due to begin in 2013. He says he is perfectly willing to provide help, but he doesn't believe the problem is going to be as acute as campaigners are suggesting.
That's not going to be the case. In some areas where there have been modifications to septic tanks, like in Cavan, for example, 1 in 4 people have had to make some kind of a modification there. And the implications could be worse in other parts of the country, depending on soil conditions and so on. I think what he's trying to do is to downplay this, just to get people to register. That's the thing they're trying to do at the moment. They're trying to do everything just to get people to register, so that they can actually build up a picture of who has a septic tank. And then it makes it easier in the future to pursue people. So what we're saying to people still is, don't register, don't pay.